Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
The following program was paid for by Klecka Tax Resolution.
The tax and tax resolution information provided in this show is general in nature. It is provided for informational purposes only and should not be considered as legal or tax advice. Always consult an attorney or tax professional regarding your specific legal or tax situation.
Big man rakes it in, the little man coughs it up. Well, the fight keeps getting bigger, and the paychecks are getting small. You know the IRS ain't gonna rest till they think they've got it all.
Welcome to Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. These are taxing times, and Mark can help you with tax audits and balances due with the IRS through his tax representation company, Klecka Tax Resolution. Now, here's your host, Mark Klecka.
Hello, welcome to another edition of Executive Services Taxing Times. This is Mark Klecka, Federal Tax Attorney, CPA, welcoming you to talk about issues and tax questions on your mind. And that's what the purpose of the show is to talk about current events, current issues about federal income taxes, and then any other issues that you call in and let us know about what you want to hear on future shows on Executive Services Taxing Times. And how do you do that? You contact me. And how do you contact me? The best way is to give me a phone call nationwide, 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS. You can call in, say, hey, I'm just going to leave a message. I'd like to hear about this particular topic, or I have this particular text question that I'd like to hear on future shows, future Executive Services Taxing Time shows. And we'll talk about those questions and issues in subsequent shows. So that's what you can do to get your any questions or issues that are in the back of your mind solved or answered. And so you can also contact me at Klecka Law, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-E-W, Klecka Law, at smarkcpa.com. You can also email me those questions or issues. That'll also do the trick, and we'll bring it up on future shows. And you can listen to future shows. How do you listen to past shows? You can listen to past shows on podcast. You know, we are on Spotify, iHeart. And you go to just look at your browser up there at the top and just type in Klecka Taxing Times Podcast. And it'll list all the particular sites and everything like that, all the list of prior podcasted shows. So you can listen to as many as you want. Go back several weeks into prior show podcast. So you can listen to prior podcast of shows. You can also go to KleckaLaw.com, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W.com, KleckaLaw.com. We have prior shows up on that website. We usually rotate those out once a month, and we just rotated them out this week. We have the current ones up there, so I can say with certainty that it is there, and so you can listen to prior shows that way as well, and you can pause and everything like that or put it on your phone while you're jogging or whatever you're doing during your day or night, and you can listen to Taxing Times on podcast or on the website, KleckaLaw.com, and we also have video, you know, and other things in there. We're going to be trying to do some other things with the website and try to improve that as well. But, you know, it shows, you know, where we are, broadcasting. We broadcast nationwide. And so if you're listening in a different city, you know, whatever city you're listening in, or if you're just listening to the podcast, you know, you can listen nationwide to the podcast either by going to Klecka Taxing Times podcast or going to the website kleckalaw.com. So you can listen to the show. So there's lots of ways to listen to Taxing Times and tell your friends and neighbors how to listen. And then, of course, you can always tell them to listen same station, same day, same time each week that you're listening right now on that you can listen and, you know, get the information about income taxes. So that's what we do here on Executive Services Taxing Time. All right. Well, we've got a pretty jam-packed show today as well. We've got some topics that we can talk about, but we're going to first start because it's close to tax deadline date, you know, and because it is April 18th. It is not April 15th. Why is it April 18th? Because April 15th is a Friday, and you say, isn't it due Friday? Well, it's because of this thing in the District of Columbia. They've got a holiday on the 15th, and it doesn't, so everything is now the 18th nationwide because of the D.C. holiday on April 15th, Constitution Day. And so, you know, that's what's, you know, so a trivia question. Well, why are taxes not due until the 18th? It's because of District of Columbia Constitution Day. Well, I'm in New York or New Jersey or Texas or Alabama. You know, what difference does that to make me? Well, it's the filing deadline is based on what the date is in District of Columbia. And says District of Columbia is closed on April 15th. Now it's due April 18th. You know, long story short. But why wait
until
then?
And this is always now, is it, Mark? Is it always? Is it always Constitution well, it depends. Day on April 15th?
Or? No, because it depends on when Constitution Day files. If about every, it seems like leap year. It's like every 4 years or something that it happens.
Yeah, it's like Thanksgiving or something. It moves around.
Right, yeah, Day. Constitution Day moves around, so gotcha. It's not every year. So that's why some years it's the 15th, and it's due the 15th and everything like that. But when this date, this floating date hits, and they, you know, like the stars align and everything, and they come together, then you've got, you know, the deadline's extended, and it's one of these years where it did do that. So it doesn't happen every year, you know, it doesn't happen every spring or anything like that. You know, it's, you know, every 4 years or seems like. It seems like leap year seems to, 4 to 5 years seems to have something to do with it.
Yes, sir.
So anyway, so that's why it is. But if you can't file your tax return, hey, I can't get the tax return filed. Always, you know, do the extension. Why should you do it? Even if you owe money, even if you owe money and you can't pay, you know, why should I do this? Well, that's what we always start telling you. Start filing the paperwork and filing the paperwork and the tax forms, getting those filed because of this problem with a failure to file penalty. And if you don't file your tax return by now April 18th, and you don't do an extension, and you owe money. Now, if you don't owe money, if you're getting a refund, well, happy day. You know, the IRS doesn't care, you know, stuff like that. You're giving them a tax-free loan, and whenever you get around to asking for your money to be sent back to you, that's when they'll send it to you. However, you know, if you owe them money and you don't do an extension, you are automatically subject to failure to file penalty 5%. Boom. You know, 5% of what you owe. You know, boom, right there. You know, boom. You know, just by not doing that. So why are you not going to do that? Well, I don't want the IRS to know that I owe money. Well, they're going to find out that you owe money and everything like that. And you're only penalizing who? Yourself. You're penalizing yourself by not filing taxes, okay? So, you know, don't think that, hey, I just won't file. You know, I have people, well, I just won't file, and maybe they won't. Maybe they'll forget about me or something like that. They go 2 and 3 years down the road, and that's when they get in real big trouble. And they look at these penalties, the failure to file penalties are, you know, 10 times higher than failure to pay and the interest and everything like that. Oh, gosh, these penalties are almost as much as what I owe. And I said, yeah. And the reason is because the IRS does not like you to not play ball and file tax returns. So it's heavily penalized. So that's why.
It's punitive on purpose.
So, you know, make sure, number one, that you get an extension filed. And number two, I'm going to tell you there's a Supreme Court decision or something like that. Well, I told my CPA or I told my tax preparer to file file an extension, and he or she didn't do it. You know, am I subject to the penalty because this extension didn't get filed? And the answer is yes, because the court rejected the custom couple's argument that because a taxpayer cannot personally confirm that his accountant had e-filed a an extension, as promised, and they held that the penalty was enforceable against them. So make sure that you get with whoever it is. If you're not doing it yourself, if you're not actually sending in the extension and everything like that, and it's Form 4868, you know, if you're not doing it electronically, if you're doing it on paper, Mark's first rule, certified, return receipt requested, or it never happened. So you've got to send that in. And then, of course, if you want to send in money, you know, and you think you owe, you can send in some money and everything like that. That's great. But if you owe money, at least by filing the extension request, you're getting away from the failure to file penalties. Then you only have the failure to pay penalty and the interest. So you're getting rid of one of the penalties. So you're doing yourself a favor by doing this, really. So
and the failure to file is the most expensive one, right?
Right. It's the most expensive one. So, you know, go ahead, get an extension done. Make sure the extension gets done. Ask for, you know, a copy or something like that. If they've done an electronic filing as a practitioner, you know, a reputable one, you know, a CPA, EA, you know, registered, you know, tax preparer, you know, they get a copy, you know, say, yes, this extension's been accepted, everything like that, and they get a big number and everything like that, you know, a filing number and stuff like that, that it's been accepted. And then just say, hey, shoot me a copy of it or something. Send me a copy of this thing over here so I can say, hey, I know it's been filed and everything like that. But you just can't say, well, he said he was going to do it and he didn't do it, so I shouldn't be liable for these penalties for failure to file. Didn't work in this tax court case, and it's called the Boyle decision, B-O-Y-L-D decision, if you want to look it up. And so they did not work. So please, 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 you know, make sure that happens. And, you know, also, it's also time for your first quarter estimated payment for 2022 to be paid. You know, it's like a double whammy day is what I usually call it. You have to pay, you know, last year's over, you know, underpayment, and then you have your estimated payments starting April 15th, April 18th, you know, is 3 days, April 18th, April, June, September, and January. The following January is when those payments are due. So to escape the estimated tax underpayment penalty for underpaying the penalties, the taxes, you've got to pay those in. So, you know, and if you're going to try to qualify for any type of tax relief or anything like that, what are the first thing the IRS is going to do? You have to have all tax returns all filed currently. And on top of that, show that you're making estimated payments so that you're, you know, they want to see that you're not, you know, one shovel of dirt out and two shovels of dirt into the hole. You know, they want to see that, hey, we're going to fill up this hole and that you're into compliance. So there's a lot of things in there. So if you don't know about estimated taxes and if you don't know about, you know, how the whole thing works with your extensions and everything like that, and you're worried and you haven't done your tax return yet and you're still searching around, I have people calling around now. Well, it's April 5th. Well, I guess it's time for me to start calling around and try to find somebody to do my taxes this year. Oh, really? You know, people, you know, hey, come on. And most people you call say, well, we can't get to it by the deadline. We're going to have to get an extension. So that's why you need to know about what the rules are for extensions, because if you're in that situation, that's what you're doing right now. So that's when you need to call, you know, executive services. You need to call Sloan. And tell him, hey, I need to make sure I'm getting a proper extension. And then, you know, on top of that, then say, hey, you know, what's happening.
By the time you're listening to this show, ladies and gentlemen, you got a week left.
Yeah.
You got a call today.
Yeah. So you need to make a phone call to Sloan. Yeah. And what's that phone number, Sloan, over there? It's 800.
1-800-707-1477. And please, our phone is ringing off the wall, ladies and gentlemen. So if you get the message, okay, leave a message. Because if you don't leave a message, we can't call you back. Okay. If you get through, fantastic. But if you don't get through, leave a message, please, and we'll call you back same day, probably within about 15 minutes usually.
Yeah. So go ahead and give 800-707-1477. Give them a call, and as you're listening to this, call them now, you know, and leave a message.
Call right now.
Yeah, call right now and make sure that it happens. So get on to getting your taxes done, and I'm getting a phone call. I see it all across the thing. I'm searching for somebody to file my taxes. It's April 5th. Or April 6th, or whatever day it is, I'm going, and it's been 3 months, and now you're just getting around to, you know, this, and it's just somebody's going to be sitting out there at their desk just waiting for you to call in or something like that.
Yeah, don't procrastinate the extension. I mean, don't get to April 18th and be like, oh, I got to file extension today. I mean, do it now, ladies and gentlemen. The extension can be filed right now this second, and then you got till October. Plenty of time, okay? Then we can definitely get a file going. We can definitely see what's going on and make it happen, okay? But right. Get that extension out quickly, guys.
Get those extensions done. All right, well, we're going to take our first short break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times. You look me up, so I can see. You lead me on, so the feelings come, and the lights now shine on. As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with Chief Financial Officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information. Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. This is Mark Leck, a federal tax attorney and CPA, here with you. And we are here discussing federal income tax questions and issues of the day. And you let me know about what you want on future shows by just giving me a phone call, 844-400-TAXS, 844-400-TAXS, or email me at kleckalaw, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W, at S-M-A-R-K-C-P-A.com. And we'll answer those questions or address those issues in a future Taxing Times show. So that's how you let us know what you'd like to hear. You control the show. Let us know what you want to hear, what your tax questions are. All right, we were here talking before the break about extensions and a couple of other just a little things, and then we're going to go on to some other issues. But, hey, if you owe money, if you pay in at least 90% of what you're actually going to owe with the extension, you write a check and everything like that. It's Form 4868. It's a very simple form. It looks like a little deposit slip. It's not very impressive at all. But you just, you know, how much you think you owe, and then you send in the money or something like that. At least if you pay in at least 90%, then you're going to escape, you know, the failure to pay penalties and everything like that. Maybe a little bit of interest or something on the deficiency, but on 10% of the deficiency, you know, not going to be a whole lot of money. So if you've got it all planned or everything, first things first, file the extension to get away from the 5% failure to file penalty. Pay in at least 90%. So that you're escaping the failure to pay penalty, because the penalties are worse sometimes than the liability. So make sure that these things happen. So get with your person. And if you don't have a person to get a hold of or something, get a hold of Executive Services. Get a hold of Sloan at 800-707-1477 today. You know, tell him I need to get this done. And don't wait until, you know, the last minute or anything like that and stuff like that. So, you know, give Sloan a call.
Call me right now, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, give him a call right now. So anyway. All right, let's talk a little bit about some other issues, and we're planning for next year. So, you know, we're in the year 2022. We've already gotten 3 months in the can, you know, and you've maybe done some things and, you know, and done some transactions already, and you're going, oh, my gosh, how is this going to be taxed or something? So let's talk about capital gains. You know, this is on property and everything, and capital gains. And everybody says, oh, yeah, well, I sell stock and everything like that, and everything is 15%, everything like that. Well, not always. Because it depends on what type of property that you're selling. Now, that may be stocks. But let's talk a little bit about collectibles. And I'm going to let Sloan talk a little bit about collectibles and what the capital gains rate is, what are collectibles, what rate is, how this all works on that particular type of property.
Absolutely, Mark. And look, I've got a lot of friends that are doing a lot of collectibles. They are hot in the market. And so what are collectibles? They're rare items. Artwork, gold and silver coins, stamps, and antiques. And all of these items are considered alternative assets by the IRS. And so they've been hot ever since the pandemic. Alternative assets have been hot in the market. And so if you've got these, then you need to be paying really close attention. And the reason why is because they are not taxed at the same rate. So generally speaking, depending on your tax bracket, capital gains are going to be at 15 or 20%, but all collectibles are taxed at a 28% rate.
Right. And then always keep an eye on what's going on with Washington, because they're always monkeying around with these capital gain rates. And, you know, if the rate goes up on the stock and everything like that, and people like that, a lot of people are in collectibles and stuff like that, especially paintings and stuff like that. You know, who's involved with a lot of that? Oh, rich people. So they may just say, instead of, hey, maybe it's 28%, maybe they'll just say it's the ordinary income tax rate, 39.6.
Absolutely. And so, you made a good point there, Mark. It's going up to 39.6. So that's true. All these are going to go up. Joe Biden is writing some crazy tax codes right now, ladies and gentlemen. And so if you don't want those, you need to be writing your senator, like we told you last week. But another thing you want to take into mind, ETFs have become very popular as well. This is a stock that is derived from a whole bunch of other stocks, right?
Right.
Well, if those ETFs are backed by gold or silver, guess what? They fall in that same collectible category, and they're going to have that 28% rate. So when you're talking to your financial advisor and you're looking at buying ETFs, you need to make sure that you want that ETF that's backed by gold or silver, because it's going to have a 28% tax rate.
Right. And so many people get involved with things and investments. Well, this is going to be a great investment. We're going to make it with the investment advisor. We're going to make a lot of money in this particular thing. But he or she doesn't go over the different type of taxation depending on what that is connected with. Like you say, for example, the ETF connected with gold and silver, for example, is at a higher rate. Some people, you know, what is a, you know, we've gone in this thing, what is a qualified dividend versus a non-qualified dividend? Why is non-qualified dividend taxed at ordinary rate and then qualified dividend at 15%? It depends on the ownership and how it's set up. So you need to talk with your investment advisor, you know, when he gets an investment rate, okay, what kind of tax rate am I going to have on these particular investments that you're getting me into?
And here's the big boogeyman, right? Bitcoin, Ethereum, NFTs, these right now currently fall under no asset category. I mean, they're just saying, hey, are you doing it? Okay. And of course, right, we're putting on cryptocurrency like it's stock. We're doing all that right now, standard, but they're changing all the rules, guys. And these, in my opinion, are going to fall under this category as well, into the collectible category, because they're not normal fiduciary assets. Okay. They're rare items.
Right, especially these NFTs, these fungible tokens and things.
Yeah, digital art.
Digital art and all this other stuff, and all these wild things you get into. And people get into all this stuff, and they, oh, we're going to make big money on this particular investment and everything like that. And then they come around, and then it's time to do the tax reporting, and they become ultimately very, very unhappy because they see all the high rates on it, that they're subject to the higher rate than thought.
Oh, yeah. If you've got one of those Bored Ape NFTs, you know, for a couple $100,000, when you sell it, guess what? 28% is going to come right out of promise.
Right. So, you know, you need to know what is behind this particular investment. You know, to answer your question, what was my tax going to be on this particular investment? Well, my first question back to you is, okay, what is this investing in? What kind of vehicle is this? You know, what type of investment is this? So that helps us to classify which class these particular investments fall into, if they fall into one. Bitcoin doesn't fall into anything right now, but that could be, hey, we want a Bitcoin to fall into a the higher level or things like that, depending on the whims of Congress. And so that's what we'll keep you up and abreast on all that when it's going on, you know, by listening to, telling your friends and neighbors to listen to Executive Services Taxing Times each week. And as things get closer and closer, we can sort of say, well, this is where the direction they're going at, and this is what's been discussed this week. And I always tell people, I said, until you see the big guy sign the book and hold it over his head or something like that, it's nothing. All it is just talk or something like that. So don't make any plans, definitely, but keep your antenna up. And I've told them right now, I said, keep your antenna up. You know, as we get more and more into 2022, you know, every day that we get more and more into 2022, the less probability that it's going to be backdated back to the first of the year. You know, so as Absolutely. We get there, because, you know, if we get through all the way to September or something, and then they pass a law or something like that, oh, we're going to backdate this 9 months, you know, the everybody out there will be out there with the pitchforks and torches out there ready to burn some people.
Absolutely. So, September usually rolls over to January, right?
Right. So they usually say, okay, they'll start in 2023. So then you're doing your plan. Okay, 2022, I've got all this stuff. And now I've got, like we told people for 2021, it says, hey, if they change this tax, you know, if it had passed in December, hey, you should have made your plans for 2022 and sell everything or get all your gains or anything like that all into 2021. Well, that same thing will be 2022 ideas.
Absolutely. And so we definitely recommend, ladies and gentlemen, if you're into these collectibles, if you're into cryptocurrencies, if you're into NFTs, you absolutely need a tax professional taking care of you. And don't just go to any tax professional. I mean, I can't tell you how many CPAs out there I've had to redo their work because they just really have no idea what they're doing. So you make sure you do good interviews. You make sure you get the right team because all these rules are changing on a regular basis. And so you need to get a good team.
Right. And the best thing to do is Sloan Available Executive Services, 800-707-1477. Put him on your team. Get his team with your team. And get together and put this together so that you can sleep well at night and get this resolved and know it's being resolved. So that's the best thing to do. Executive Services, 800-707-1477. Or go to the website, executivememberships.com.
Absolutely.
So either way, you know, so get a hold of him, get it planned and done. All right, well, we're going to take another short break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times.
Let me tell you. Too small.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information. Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.
Are you a business looking to expand across the USA? Taxing Times offers a unique opportunity to reach out to almost every adult listening group as everyone is concerned about their taxes. Every small business is looking everywhere for quality services that your company can provide. There is no national tax or accounting show presented anywhere else in the USA. By advertising on Taxing Times, companies can reach an audience that no other show touches. Call Mark Klecka with Klecka Tax Resolution now at 844-400-TAXS to get in on this tremendous opportunity. Will it be your company to take advantage of and grow your business? Call Mark right now at 844-400-TAXS to get all the details. That's 844-400-TAXS. Call now, 844-400-TAXS.
As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company?
A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with Chief Financial Officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information. Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark Klecka, Federal Tax Attorney and CPA, here with you as we gather each week, same station, same day, same time, to talk about federal tax questions and issues of the day. And if you have a topic or issue you want or a question, 844-400-TAXS, 844-400-TAXS, that's 844-400-TAXS. You know, of course, if you have tax problems, if you have balances due with the IRS and getting IRS notices, and yes, the IRS is back in business, and they're getting back in the offices and getting back to work. Hey, COVID is over. Hey, they're back to work. And if you had those kind of problems, you need to contact me for a consultation, 844-400-TAXS, or send me an email, klekalaw, K-L-E-C-K-A-L-A-W, klekalaw at smarkcpa.com. So that's what you need to do. Now, if you're a small business owner or something like that, and you've just gotten through the first quarter of the year, and you're back room is in a shambles and you can't find anybody and you haven't done your bookkeeping and your paperwork and everything like that, and you're just swamped and everything like that, and now you're trying to do your taxes for last year, you're just frustrated, and you just are really, really working nights and weekends trying to get your business going, and then also that, you need to call Executive Services, 800-707-1477, 800-707-1477. Call Sloan. Get his team on there so that you can get peace of mind and get this behind you.
That's right, Mark. We solve problems and we achieve goals. That's what we do.
Right. So get a hold of Sloan, 800-707-1477. Website is www.executivemberships.com. Let him demonstrate how he's going to take this burden off your back. You know, get with Sloan and let's get him talking about this and getting this done. Getting your taxes all situated. If you're in the situation where you're going, oh my gosh, I haven't done anything about taxes. It is April already. Oh, well, you need to get a hold of Sloan today. Call him 800-707-1477. Get on the road to recovery. That's what you need to do. All right. Well, let's talk a little bit. Let's shift over a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about sale of, we're talking about capital gains pretty much today on today's show. But anyway, qualified small business stock. What is qualified, Sloan? What is qualified small business stock? Why should I worry? You know, what is the tax rate? What is all involved with that? Because I don't know if I'm going to sell my business or anything like that, but I may have been thinking about it or doing some things with some stock and everything like that. So let's talk
absolutely
a little bit about that.
This is actually great, ladies and gentlemen. Qualified small business stock. Now it's not very well known. Okay, and we're looking at Section 1202 of the Internal Revenue Code. So let's first define what is a qualified small business. Okay, well, the first thing, the stock must be in a domestic C corporation. That's not an S corporation, that's not an LLC, that's not a partnership. It is specific to a C corporation. Now, here's the thing. Not a whole lot of attorneys and not a whole lot of CPAs are telling you to start a C corporation. They're really advising you to start an LLC or an S corp. But if you plan on having stock and you plan on having additional investors and things like that, this is the way you need to go to give your investors the best tax advantage. And we're going to tell you why right now. Here's the situation. One of the best ways to grow your money tax-free is by purchasing qualified small business stock and holding on to it for 5+ years.
Right.
Okay. Now I understand that's a long time, but a company can grow their value significantly over that 5 years. And if you've held it, then it's something like 1,000% or whatever. I don't know what the percentage is, but for example, if you got a $1.5 million in stock, you have an exemption up to $15 million.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Yep.
So it can grow from $1.5 million in value to $15 million, and none of that is taxable.
Okay? Right.
Now, all your dollars after that $15 million are then going to be taxed at 28%.
Okay? Right.
Now, if you sell that stock before 5+ years, guess what? You're going to get hit with that 28% tax.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Now, there's a couple other sticky points about this qualified small business stock. Okay? The first one is that it cannot be a business operating in financial services, farming, restaurants, or hotels. So you got to be real careful. This definition is really tricky. Okay? So again, it cannot be a financial services business. It can't be a farming, a restaurant, or a hotel. Okay? So that's the first situation, okay? And then again, it has got to be a C corp.
Right. So that's why you really need to get with Sloan and Executive Services, because then, you know, there's a progression of things. You started as a small company, you know, just myself, me, myself, and I'm self-employed or something like that. Okay, well, then I need to form an LLC, and then I become an S corp and everything like that. Why do I do that? So that I can avoid paying all these onerous self-employment taxes, getting out, you know, stuff like that. Well, that's when you have a good CFO behind you saying, okay, now that you're growing here, hey, now we're going up there and we're multi-million dollars. Boy, you're just out there selling like hotcakes.
Absolutely.
And you're just building the business, and I'm doing all the backroom operations, everything like that. And then we get to the point where, oh, okay, I'm going to need some small business investors. I'm going to need to grow and further expand my business. Boy, we're starting to talk about multiple locations. We're talking about all this other thing. Well, then you've got your CFO in your corner. You've got Sloan here going, okay, let's talk about what we can do and structure something with qualified small business stock so that we can further grow your business and mitigate the tax liability.
And give those tax advantages straight to your investors, okay? So as long as we're under $50 million in assets and you acquire the stock at the original issue, okay? So you can't buy the stock from Bob. You got to buy the stock from the company at original issue. The company has to have less than $50 million in assets. And it's got to be a domestic C corporation. And then these things qualify. And then you can tell all of your investors, hey, look, guys, hold on to this stock for 5+ years. We're going to go public. And then after you sell it, guess what? That gain, most of it's going to be tax-free.
Right. So that's what you have to have a plan. That's why you need to have a CFO go here so that we're going long term for this plan. You know, if your plan is to your business is to go to multiple locations and everything like that, you know, go public, all these other things. Well, we're just demonstrating why you really, you know, this isn't for you. You say, boy, I'm not going public. Boy, I can barely make payroll and I've got 3 employees and I'm operating a garage door company. You know, how in the heck can I do this? Well, we're demonstrating when you start getting big, you know, things change and you need a CFO that has been with you along the whole path and say, okay, now it's time to maybe consider, you know, we'll switch from an S corporation to a C because we're going to do it for this reason and these tax advantages going forward so that when we do go public, your investors, you know, are not going to pay high capital gain rates on their disposition of their small business stock. So, you know,
absolutely. They're going to love you for it. And like I said, this is not extremely well known, ladies and gentlemen. So again, if you're not planning on just being a mom and pop, you want to grow your business and you want to have multiple employees and you want to get big, you know, again, less than $50 million in assets. Well, $50 million in assets, that's a whole lot.
Yeah, that's a
lot of assets right there. So, I mean, when you're talking about a qualified small business under $50 million in assets, I mean, we can still grow you real big before you hit that threshold, okay? And then, again, the tax advantage. So as a business owner, you're going to own that stock too. Guess mm-hmm. what? If you personally own your company's stock, you qualify for this situation as well. So you hold that stock for 5+ years. As an example, we're doing this right now with my company. We've got stock. We're selling it to investors. We're doing this exact same thing, guys. And we're telling everybody, hold on to your stock. We're looking to go IPO in 5 years. We've laid out our journey. So if you need a team that knows how to do this, you need to call Executive Services, 1-800-707-1477. Get those tax advantages. Like I said, if you've got a $1.5 million in original stock, it is tax-free up to $15 million gain if you hold on to that for 5+ years. I mean, that is huge, ladies and gentlemen. It's,
right.
It's one of the best tax advantages in our IRS code. And again, that's Section 1202 of the Internal Revenue Code.
Yep. If you like to go, you know, sleep at night, put the IRC next to your head, put 1202 next to your head, and go ahead and read it.
Yes, sir.
But the better thing to do, rather than to do that and worry about it all, is to call Sloan at 800-707-1477, and he can explain it to you in lay terms and in English.
Absolutely. Let our team help you.
So let his team help you. But we're just showing, you know, that there's some things that you can do down the road, and that's why you need to have the plan and get that CFO in your corner now, even if you're just a small business. But I'm planning to grow to be this kind of company. I want to be an IP. I want to do an IPO in 5 years. I want to do this. You know, you need to get a CFO so that you can get all your financial statements and all your financial information and all this, all your ducks in a row. So that's what you need to do. So call Sloan, 800-707-1477. All right, well, we're going to take our last break, and then we'll be right back with more of Executive Services Taxing Times. As a small business owner or decision maker looking to start a new business, are you frustrated with having to handle all the administrative business for your company? A constant turnover of bookkeepers and staff to keep the business running and out of trouble while you are trying to grow your company? You can't do all this paperwork and expand your business too. Executive Services can provide your company with chief financial officer services, including tax return preparation and advice, bookkeeping, financial statement preparation and analysis services, loan package preparation, payroll, marketing services, notary services, new business formations, business liability insurance services, and an on-call CFO to help you with any business questions or issues you run into. Call Executive Services at 800-707-1477 now to get your company organized and have a peace of mind. For only a couple of $100 a week, you can have an experienced CFO on call to handle all of your company's administrative issues and problems. Call 800-707-1477 or visit the Executive Services website at www.executivememberships.com for more information. Welcome back to Executive Services Taxing Times. Mark, like a federal tax attorney, CPA, here with you. We're talking federal income taxes. And if you've got questions or if you need help with your back taxes or situations, 844-400-TAXS. 844-400-TAXS is my number at Kleka Tax Resolution. So give me a call. And if you need some backroom operations, everything taken care of, Sloan, Executive Services, 800-707-1477. So get those things planned and in done now. You know, don't procrastinate. Pick up the phone. You've got to do the thing. You got to pick up the phone and call us, you know, and then we can help you out.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but you've got to do the first step. You got to pick up that phone.
Got to pick up the phone. Look, we know that you're scared. We know that it's a situation. You just like to put that on the back burner. But we've had so many clients that if they would have just come to us right when they got that first IRS letter, we could have helped them in so many ways. But the longer you wait, the less help that we can be. And I want to let you know, Mark, I greatly appreciate working with you. We've done some incredible stuff here lately, and I just want the audiences to know that Mark knows how to take care of his clients. I've met a ton of tax attorneys that are not worth their weight in salt. They don't care. They only care about the fee. And that's not Mark. Mark cares about getting you down the road and getting you taken care of. And so I greatly appreciate you having me, Mark.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Same thing. And same thing for Sloan, for getting people to get their backroom operations and everything done. You know, there's a lot of people that just, hey, bring me your stuff and I'll do your taxes and stuff like that. But am I going to really do a plan to get your business to grow and really to help you grow your business and everything like that? Am I going to be with you, you know, all the way? And I'm there with questions, or am I just the guy that, you know, hey, here's your tax return and, you know, this is how much you owe and too bad, so sad, and have a nice day, you know, that kind of stuff.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, thank you, Mark. This has been a lot of fun.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's, in our last little segment here, let's talk about another little section that people sometimes don't understand. And it's section, and a lot of people with rental real estate and sale of business assets, is section 1250 about, you know, those type of pitfalls and things like that and the tax rates on that. So maybe we can just go over that real short.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So business property, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about real estate property that is that's rental, that's commercial building, that's warehouses. Okay. And a lot of times You're depreciating this property, okay? You're lowering that basis, okay? And this is another capital gains that has its own section, okay? So Section 1250, the tax rate on Section 1250 is going to be 25%, okay? So, again, it's usually 15 and 20, but not on this business property, okay? It's right. A 25% rate. And so you definitely need to be checking into that as you're selling your rental property, as you're selling warehousing, and or commercial buildings. You want to make sure that you're doing those capital gains right.
Right. And also, always be aware of that pitfall, and they always miss a thing like that. If you've been depreciating that real estate, if you've been depreciating it, that depreciation, when you sell it, is going to be what? Recaptured.
Yes,
and
it'll
be recaptured at your ordinary tax rate, not the capital gain rate, the ordinary rate. So you're going to have a blending. You're going to have a part of it will be at ordinary, part of it at the capital gain of 25. So you've got to say, okay, how is this all going to work into this calculation to see how much my tax bite's going to be and what my effective rate is between the two of them. It may be 32% or 28% or however right. It works out as far as the blending goes.
Exactly. And in that form, ladies and gentlemen, so you're going to be, if it's rental property, you're going to be on, Schedule E, page one, okay, or 8825 if it's on an LLC or a partnership, okay. And then you got to do a full disposition, and that's going to roll over to the 8949. Is that mm-hmm. That's correct?
Yep. So you got to look at how it's going to roll over and everything, and go to the 8949, and it won't be a line item. They'll be down there. It'll be down there in a special section and everything
yes,
like that. That's going to be calculating that, and then you're going to say, okay, it fits into this either in the long term, probably long term. In most cases.
More than likely, it's going to be long term. Not too many people are buying and selling property in a year. Now, all you flippers out there, okay, all you flippers, you need to be paying close attention to this, because when you're selling investment property, it's considered a commercial building. Okay.
Right.
I mean, you're not selling a primary residence. Okay. Primary residents are great. Okay. You sell mm-hmm. those, you can make up to $500,000 in profit and you never pay a dime. You don't even have to report it, really. Okay. But these guys, you got to report every single one of your flips. And I know there's a ton of flippers out there, and there's not a lot of good information for you out there on how these things work. Okay. And so it's really important that you get a team that understands these real estate rules and that they're maximizing your situation, because real estate's actually a really good tool to use for taxes, for saving money on taxes and things like that. But you got to be depreciating it properly. You got to be taking care of it properly. You'll be holding it for extended periods of time, so on and so forth. So if you're a flipper and you're flipping houses every 3 months, this is something you really need to pay attention to.
Right. So you need to make sure that you're handling it properly, and that once again, if that's in the business you're in and you're not familiar with the tax aspects of this and everything, that you need to get somebody on your team like Sloan to handle this, because you're going, oh, okay, I know how to do this. I can take this house and I can refurbish it, and I have a whole bunch of people out there, that hey, flip this house or something like that. I can make them, I can make a palace out of a
they think that you can write that off, Mark. I mean, a lot of people think that if you spend money on a rental home, you can just write that off. No, ladies and gentlemen, that goes into your basis, okay?
Yeah.
That has to be depreciated over 30 years, okay? And then so you've either got a couple of different sections there. It's just going in leasehold improvements and or it's listed as additional assets. So it's not something you can just write off. I mean, you cannot buy a home, a car, a building. You cannot buy assets to lower your tax liability. You
right.
have to depreciate that over time. And the big numbers aren't in year one. Year one is a very small number. Even on like a $300,000 property, year one's like $1,240.
Right.
It's nothing. It's like year seven, year eight, you start getting into those bigger tens of thousands of depreciation and so forth. So, it's really important. If you're flipping property, you need to go sit down with somebody right now. You need to understand how that works for your particular scenario, so that you can, not get yourself in a bind.
Right. And then the one thing that people really do is well, I won't worry about that. I'll get real smart. All this depreciation, man, this is just my head explosion, my brain explosion. I don't want to deal with it. What if I just won't depreciate it all or something like that? I won't do the depreciation. Then I don't have to worry about it. Well, there's something called depreciation allowed or allowable. So you have to do the depreciation on the calculation of your gain or loss when you dispose of that property, whether or not you took the depreciation or not in the earlier years when you were supposed to. So just because you're saying, hey, I don't want to deal with the depreciation. Well, you know, that you don't get that choice. That's not a choice that you're given. So you need to get a hold of Sloan. If you're involved with rental real estate, if you're involved with the rental real estate, flipping, all this other stuff, and you know everything about, you know, how to make this, you know, you can take this real, this dump and make it a palace or something like that, because you know how to get the, you know, to negotiate the great deals on the plywood and the, you know, and the drywall and the painting and all this other stuff. And you can make these, you can design something just going to be just wonderful. And you're going to make a whole potload of money on this flip, you know, and stuff like that. Hey, you may make a great deal of money, but then you're going to go, okay, now how am I going to do my taxes? And what receipt should I have been keeping of all these type of things that I should be increasing and adding to my basis on this property, you know, and things like that, so that I can minimize my gain and my taxation on this when I dispose of it and sell this wonderful flip, you know, and dispose of it. So, you know, you need to get a hold of somebody who's been doing this, who's familiar with people who flip houses, who do these type of investments and these type of arrangements. And that is Sloan, 800-707-1477, Executive Services. He can be the CFO for your flipping company. You know,
absolutely.
He can be your CFO for flips. You know, and you guys are getting involved with all this other stuff, and you know how to do this. That's what we're telling you. You know how to do what you do well. You know how to do this and make this thing work and make a lot of money on this flip. But what you don't know what you don't know about taxes. You don't know how this is all going to be taxed and everything like that. And you just doing all this stuff and collecting all this pile of paper and throwing it in a box and then throwing it in a shoebox on somebody's desk on March 15th next year is not going to give you a good result, because
you have no options at that point, Mark. I mean, no. Listen, if you come to us next year in January about 2022, I'm going to tell you, why did you not call me in April? When did you hear the show?
Yeah, in April. You heard it in April, and now you're here 6-10 months later, you know, wanting something to happen. Well, you know, the things are done. That's all sealed up and put to bed. And so you're stuck with what you got.
Absolutely. So, but we got 9 months right now to solve your problems.
Right.
Okay.
So you need to contact Sloan, 800-707-1477, and say, hey, I've already got some great flips I've already done this year in 2022, but, you know, what the heck am I going to owe on taxes? How is this all going to work? You know, and then I've got some other deals that are going along, you know, May, June down the road that are going to be great deals. And I'm going to probably by September, I'll have them. Boy, we're going to make a lot of money and everything. How is this all going to work on my taxes? So you need to get somebody that knows about the taxes and is in there, and not just somebody that's going to be there once a year when you pop in the door with a big box of stuff. You know, you need to have a CFO in your corner, Executive Services, every step of the way.
You need a strategy, ladies and gentlemen. And look, don't be scared by the CFO title, okay? I mean, CFOs make $250,000 plus a year. They need staff and so on and so forth. I mean, it's $1 million to hold the staff that we have over here, okay? And we're as little as a couple hundred dollars a week, okay? We're providing you incredible value at an extremely low cost, because you don't have to house us. You don't have to deal with, you know, employees on Facebook. You don't have to worry about all that. You're getting extreme value for very inexpensive cost, because technology affords us the ability to do this today, okay? And so we can take care of you remotely, all of that in a bag of chips, okay? So call now. Don't be afraid of the pricing. Don't be afraid of any of that stuff. Let's just get a strategy going. Let's figure out what you need, and let's make it happen. Thanks,
right. You know, let's pick up that phone, 800-707-1477. Call Sloan. Make it happen. You know, just get out there and say, we're going to make it happen. We're going to have a discussion and see whether or not we can make this work, and we'll work together. You know, same thing. If you've got a tax problem, 844-400-TAXS, call me. Don't procrastinate. Say, hey, we need to sit and talk about this. Let's see how we can solve this.
Yeah, call Mark now. Mark just got a client just the other day, and I mean, way late in the game. If you got an IRS letter, you need to call Mark right now.
Right. All right. Well, this will wrap up another edition of Taxing Times here for this week. And, Executive Services Taxing Times will be here same time, same day, same station next week. So tell your friends and neighbors to listen in. And we'll see you next week, and have a great week, everyone.
All right. Thanks for tuning today's edition of Taxing Times with federal tax attorney and CPA Mark Klecka. Call Mark to help with all your federal tax problems. These are taxing times.
All right. You can write me off, but I ain't giving a dime to the IRS.
Are you receiving levy or garnishment notices from the IRS? Do you owe more than $10,000, have unfiled tax returns, or worse yet, are you being audited or owe payroll taxes? You can't do this alone. You'll get creamed. I'm Mark Klecka of Klecka Tax Resolution, and if you need someone you can trust, call me now at 844-400-TAXS. The IRS is reopening and sending letters and filing liens against delinquent taxpayers just like you who owe back taxes or who have not filed tax returns in several years. Your financial situation may have declined where you can file back tax returns and settle balances due to the IRS. Call 844-400-TAXS for your free consultation. Call Klecka Tax Resolution in confidence and meet with a duly licensed federal tax attorney and CPA. 844-400-TAXS. Trust a person you can look in the eye. Call now 844-400-TAXS. That's 844-400-TAXS.